Hello, my name is Mary, and I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Annie?
This is she.
And do you have a few minutes to help me out with the survey?
Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Miss. And the question is, let me see. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
Right direction.
Thank you so much. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as 11. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the 11 area is again?
No, I know where it is because I live in it.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. And the question is, in what year were you born?
62.
Thank you so much, Miss. And the next question is, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
African-American, black.
Okay, thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I would give it a probably good to excellent. You don't have anything in between there.
Okay. No, you can tell me excellent or good.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first said, better street and road maintenance.
Repeat that again. What now?
Yeah, better street and road maintenance.
Better street and road maintenance? I'll probably say 3, because it's pretty good over in that area, but I'll give it a 3.
Uh-huh.
Some areas need improvement.
Okay. Thank you so much. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
2.
Thank you so much. And better public transportation options?
5.
Thank you so much. More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Thank you so much. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
Thank you so much. And more good paying jobs?
Definitely 5.
Thank you so much, Miss. The next question, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired student.
Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Not enough.
Okay, you can tell me if too few or about the right amount.
Too few.
Thank you so much. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
Yeah, it's too many.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about
too many fast food.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laven. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laven?
Yes.
And do you strongly say yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laven?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Is that a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laven?
No.
No? Thank you so much. And would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laven?
No.
Thank you so much. And we are in the 75% of the survey, Miss. Thank you so much for your time. Can you tell me, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like most like to see more of in Laven?
What more type of business I would like to see?
Yes.
I probably would like to see more of the schools. Like I think.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Miss. And the next question, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laven? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem? A fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A very big problem now. A lot of people want to move there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And how much a problem is housing affordability in Laven? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
A very big problem.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question is still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laven. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Laven?
Yes.
And do you strongly say yes or somewhat yes?
Strongly yes.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laven?
Yes.
That is strongly yes or somewhat yes? I'm sorry.
Strongly yes.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laven?
Strongly yes.
Thank you so much. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laven?
Strongly yes.
Thank you so much. And the next question, Miss, we are in the 73% of the survey right now. Thank you so much for your time. How long have you lived in Phoenix, Miss?
How long I lived in Phoenix?
Yeah.
43 years.
Okay, so it will be more than 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next question. Say, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own mine.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some of the proposals to address housing costs and options in Laven. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first, it say, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you strongly favored, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Not strongly favored.
Okay, thank you. Do you oppose or favor that is a way to address housing costs and options for repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Parking lots with new houses? Yes.
Yeah.
I would favor that.
You say a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much. And change zoning laws to allow the for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I strongly favor.
Okay, thank you so much. And change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I strongly favor. Yeah, I think
okay.
It needs to be more option.
Okay, thank you so much. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Are you strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you so much. And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Are you strongly favor, somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, Ms. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, university, graduate.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000. 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or
no.
more than one.
More than that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can say more than 125,000.
Roughly, yes. It's 140,
okay.
But that's okay.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your Just your first name, I'm sorry?
A-N-N-I-E.
Thank you so much, Miss. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Miss. Your opinion is very important to us, and thank you so much for your time, Miss. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.